It is 7:51, and we do have Chief Zumo from the Springfield Fire Department on the line. And Chief, when did you hear of the impact of what hit last night?
Well, we were kind of monitoring all night long. We knew that there was potential weather in the area, but everything started to really get exciting right around the 11 o'clock area when some reports were coming in north of Springfield, kind of in Athens and Sherman. That's when I think everything escalated quickly. But it was shortly after that that we started to get some reports and even a fire on the north end of town of some wind damage.
Now, I know there were some folks that I've seen who said they never heard tornado sirens. Obviously, this happened at a not a great time because most people are asleep. What was the response as far as that goes and how it was handled by the fire department?
Okay, so we did not set off the outdoor warning system. We were monitoring the National Weather Service's chat room, and most of the tornadic activity was north of Springfield and tracking east. At no time did we hit any of the benchmarks that would activate the alarm system, which are winds above 70 miles an hour, hail, golf ball size hail, things of that nature. So at that time, we did not feel that we should set them off.
And talk to us about how that works. So the National Weather Service will issue a tornado warning for a certain area, but that does not mean that the sirens go off for that whole area, correct?
Correct, yes. So when you get into a warning, you know, it's obviously a little more diligent in how we're watching it and how we're monitoring the system. But until we see like actual tornadic activity, confirmed spotters having seen it or what have you, that's when we kind of will go into action and set the sirens off.
Now, my understanding is the development of what hit on the north side of Springfield, whether that was a tornado hasn't been confirmed yet, but that it happened very, very quickly. What has been kind of the input and feedback you've received from folks who are out in the field?
Yeah, absolutely. It did happen very quickly. We're still kind of assessing a lot of the damage to see what happened. Obviously, social media has got some pictures from everything from the airport and APL. All the way over to our fire was at the Northfield Center, which I believe had to do with power lines potentially. So it's still just kind of an ongoing investigation into what all took place.
Now, your response to the APL and some of the areas hit, what have you been doing overnight?
I believe crews, which would mainly be Public Works and CWLP, those crews have been out all night. Our fire units were out checking on power lines down most of the evening. Numerous calls for lines down and yards and that sort of thing. So what we do is the Springfield Fire Department is because the calls will start to stack up, we'll just kind of go and make sure there's no immediate hazard. And once we kind of determine that, move on to the next call.
And when you first respond to an incident like this, severe weather, it's dark outside, you really can't see very well, you know there's areas impacted. What's kind of the process to make sure folks are safe and that we didn't have anybody hurt, injured, that type of thing? Because it looked like it was a pretty wide swath in the north side of Springfield.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime that there's severe weather like this, the best thing that we can tell people is just to stay indoors. You know, because whether it's power lines down or tree limbs that are dangling, you know, that are broken off that just haven't fallen. You know, there's a lot of hazards out there. And if they do have to go out, I would move slowly, you know, through the city and, you know, be mindful of the streets and what you're in, you know, coming across.
Now, you had the incident at the Northfield Center. Are you talking about the hotel?
Yes. Yes. So there was a small fire at the hotel. Still under investigation, but we believe it may have had something to do with power lines.
And is it open or is it able to be open?
I believe it's still open, but I can't confirm that right now.
Gotcha. And when you talk about an incident like this, where we've had severe weather, it's been a while since we've had a really big one that's impacted, you know, many homes and that type of thing. But you talked a little bit about staying in your home, right? The electrical lines down is one of the big issues. Remind folks what they should kind of have to, you know, make sure that they're ready to go if they do, if they are impacted by the severe weather.
Yeah, I mean, anymore with the dependence on cell phones and getting a lot of information over cell phones, I would definitely have kind of like a battery backup or a way to charge your phone, or just to make sure your phone is charged. That way you can get information. You know, flashlights and some supplies are always good. You know, sometimes power outages. I think after the derecho, we had about a week where we were still getting people's power back on. So having a, you know, just some pantry items that you can eat without power, and water is always an important thing to have on hand.
Chief Zumo, I know the fire department may not have as much of a role in what happens now. It's mainly public works and getting things cleaned up and things like that. But kind of what's the plan for today after this incident?
Well, unfortunately, we have to watch the next system that seems to be rolling in. And I think we have some more severe weather forecasted for this afternoon and for tonight. So we'll be diligently monitoring that and just making sure that everyone is safe.
And again, as far as the injuries and any kind of significant damage, can you just recap that real quick once more?
I haven't had reports of any injuries at this time, not to say that there weren't any. And then obviously just the building damage at the airport, the APL, kind of a line across the north end seems to have had some substantial wind damage.
Fire Chief Nick Zumo from the Springfield Fire Department, thanks for joining us this morning.